also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours today, Monday, the 14th of July, 2025. It's currently 18 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. RPP reports lawyer Makhebe Zulu to Lars over alleged unprofessional conduct at former President Edgar Lungu's funeral. Zambia seeks Brazilian support in advancing Lobito Corridor Agricultural Plan, and world's oldest president to seek 8th term.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. The Republican Progressive Party, RPP, has formally reported lawyer Makhebe Zulu to the Legal Practitioners Committee of the Law Association of Zambia, citing concerns over his recent public conduct during the funeral proceedings of the late former President Edgar Lungu. RPP Secretary General Daniel Chungu has stated that the party was compelled to take this step in defense of the legal profession's integrity, citing that his actions fell short of the decorum and professional ethics expected of a legal practitioner. He has requested that the Legal Practitioners Committee urgently investigate his conduct and consider appropriate disciplinary measures, including a possible suspension or removal from the role of legal practitioners. Mr. Chungu has further urged Lars to draw a distinct line between legal representation and political activism in order to protect the image of the legal profession from being undermined by political manipulation.
This action has been taken in response to Mr. Zulu's recent public conduct, particularly surrounding the funeral arrangements of the late former President Edgar Chagaluni. His statements and actions, in our view, fall short of the decorum and professional ethics expected of a legal practitioner in the Republic of Zambia.
Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane and his counterpart from Agriculture Mtolo Piri are in Brazil for engagement with the Brazilian government on a technical cooperation and support in developing an agricultural development master plan for the Lobito Rural Development Corridor. Speaking on arrival, Dr. Musokotwane emphasized the strategic intent of the mission. He further noted that President Hakainde Hichilema had provided clear directives for the mission to prioritize the practical learning, including field visits to farming ventures and consultations with sectors with actors across Brazil's agricultural value chain. And Agricultural Minister Mtolo Piri noted that preliminary research had already confirmed the significant impact of agriculture on Brazil's economy, citing its role as a major source of exchange, of foreign exchange, I beg your pardon, employment and income. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. In more news this afternoon, the Radiation Protection Authority has officially launched the International Nuclear Security Advisory Service Mission to Zambia, aimed at strengthening the country's nuclear security framework. Speaking at the opening of the stakeholder meeting, RPA Director Melody Nsofwa said the initiative is focused on safeguarding people and the environment from the potential risks posed by unregulated nuclear and radioactive materials. Ms. Nsofwa has noted that the advisory team includes experts from across the globe that are currently in Zambia to support this critical effort. She has emphasized that the mission is not an audit or inspection, but rather a collaborative partnership based on mutual respect and shared objectives.
It is a partnership built on mutual trust and shared goals. We have voluntarily requested this peer assessment because we recognize that nuclear security is not just a national concern, but a global responsibility. The threats we face transcend borders, and our response must be equally comprehensive and collaborative.
Now, Zambia will next month host the 75th session of the World Health Organization Regional Committee for Africa. The high-level event will take place at the Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka from August 25th to 29th, 2025. The conference is expected to attract 600 delegates representing 47 countries. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus is expected to be present, and President Hage Geingob will officiate during the opening ceremony of the meeting. Ministry of Health Assistant Director for Health Promotions and Community Health, Dr. Kalangwa Kalangwa, disclosed this during the Monday edition of the Zambia Hosts on the Red Hot Breakfast Show.
In terms of the conference and the opportunities that it has for the country, first of all, it is a prestigious conference in terms of hosting, and then it's a platform for us, first of all, to exchange knowledge and also collaborate, because a number of countries come in the country. We're able to see areas of collaboration, and then it also helps us with increased visibility and recognition for the health sector, because it will be a platform for us to showcase some of the achievements that we have made in the health sector. Then we also have economic benefits, because if you look at the numbers, over 600 delegates coming in the country is going to boost our tourism.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Economist Professor Oliver Sasa has called on the government to scale up its geographical mapping from the current 50%, stating that doing so is key to unlocking Zambia's full mineral potential and boosting economic growth. In an interview, Professor Sasa has emphasized that the current 50% mapping coverage is insufficient for the country to fully understand and utilize its natural resources. He said Zambia can only benefit economically if the entire geographical landscape is mapped. Professor Sasa has explained that increased exploration would attract both local and foreign investment, as investors require accurate geological data before committing capital to mining projects.
Where we are now, because we have only done about half of our country, we may not know that we have oil when in fact it might be there. We don't have gold, you might think we don't have gold when in fact we have some substantial amount of resources in the sector. There are minerals down there, that including gas possibly. Until and unless you invest in exploration and provide sufficient resources, because you see, exploration only allows you to know where resources are, but the investor will come to determine whether those resources that you have established to be available are commercially viable. That's where now you go deeper into investing. So for me, doing that is important, because it opens up opportunities for us to do more mining and also to raise more foreign exchange, which will stabilize everything.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The world's oldest head of state, Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, 92, has said he will run once more for re-election in October, aiming to extend his 43 years in power. He said in a post on X that his determination to serve matches the urgency of the challenges the country is facing. He added that his decision to go for an eighth term came after numerous and insistent calls by people from regions in Cameroon and the diaspora. The BBC has more on other stories.
Donald Trump has said the U.S. will provide various pieces of very sophisticated military equipment to Ukraine, including Patriot air defenses. He said the supplies were desperately needed by the Ukrainians and would be paid for by the European Union. The world's largest cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, is trading at more than $120,000 for the first time. The milestone reflects a rise in investor confidence in cryptocurrencies since the start of the year when Donald Trump began his second term. Later on Monday, the Congress in Washington will debate a series of bills aimed at overhauling the regulation of the digital asset industry in the US. Cambodia says that from next year it will start conscripting civilian men into the army at a time of military tension with neighboring Thailand. The Israeli military has blamed what it calls a technical error for an airstrike in Gaza that's reported to have killed 10 Palestinians, six of them were children.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Banyana Banyana will target top spot in Group C at the 2025 CAF Women's Africa Cup of Nations this coming week. as Desiree Ellis and her Chargers prepare to face Mali tonight. South Africa